the guys are so roped in right now that they almost can't even get out of it. And it would be awesome if, like, the girls were to set the example and the judges and, like, these contest organizers were to see, like, oh, that's what people want to see. Okay, let's, like, try to morph the guys into that now.
Yeah, that would be sick. Yeah. It should happen. Because, yeah, it should happen. Because if you ask anyone in snowboarding now, you'd be like, what do you want to watch, a guy's slopestyle contest or girls?
Yeah, everyone.
99% are saying girls, hands down.
For sure.
Layers, the unintentional culture of snowboarding, by Nitro Snowboards. For our new movie, Layers, we interviewed important people and personalities that contribute to the global community of snowboarding. And since most of these interviews were too long to show in the documentary, and they were so interesting, we created this podcast so you can enjoy them in full length. So strap in and let's go. Now let's jump straight into the episode with professional snowboarder, X Games medalist, and Olympian, Haley Langland.
Did you like finish high school? Or did you go to regular high school?
Yeah, I graduated out early because of the Olympics. I just didn't want to... No, not smart. I basically just like took the GED to get out because I was like, I just don't want to deal.
Were you 16 or 17?
I was 17, yeah. Yeah, not as cool.
Still pretty cool.
I basically graduated with all my friends. All my friends were 17 when they graduated.
Oh, that's sick,
at
though.
The end anyway.
That's sick.
But yeah.
Did you have snowboarder friends in high school or in school?
No, were none you? Of my friends. I'm from San Clemente. So yeah. Like everyone was like, snowboarding is a pipe dream. Like, what are you doing? Like all my admin teachers were just like not understanding why I was like leaving in the winter to go snowboard and be homeschooled.
Yeah.
Like, multiple people were telling my mom, like, this is, like, horrible for her education. And it was, like, honestly, not very driven when it comes to homework. And I fell behind a lot in school, but at the end of every season was able to catch up. But, like, it was hard for my mom. She didn't really, like, get it. She's just like, I'm trying to let my kid have fun and, like, experience life.
It would be hard.
Yeah.
But it's sweet that that's sick that she did that.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I mean, my dad, like, we had a lot of sacrifices when I was growing up. My mom and I moved up to Tahoe with my uncle. Uh-huh. So we could...
Her brother?
No, my dad, actually my godfather.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and just so I could, like, join the North Star team to try and, like, meet younger girls. But meeting, like, young girl snowboarders was so hard. Yeah. I didn't meet any until... I was probably like 14, 15.
Till you went. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It's probably different now, hopefully.
Yeah, now it's different. Girls are everywhere, which is awesome. But, yeah.
When was that in North? In how? What year was that, do you think?
Well, I was born in 2000, so it would have been like the 14 or 15 season or 15, 16 season.
And there wasn't too many girls up in North Star?
Mm-mm. There wasn't any at all, actually. I was the only girl on the team. And that was like that when I started. I did a few years at Big Bear, too, just because it was a little closer to home. Uh-huh. And it was the same thing. I was the only girl on the Big Bear team, which is funny because, like, I grew up riding with Drayden Gardner and Brandon Monahan and his brother Sean and Brandon Davis. Uh-huh. And this kid, Jeremy Nolan, and Dusty. Uh-huh. And his little brother, Dylan. That was, like, our crew at Big Bear.
The posse.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Kids. No girls. No, but it's now. I mean, it's not that long ago.
Yeah.
But now it's like it seems like there's so many more girls or groups.
So many
of girls.
Yeah. I mean, we met girls. Actually, this is so funny, and hopefully this doesn't leave the room. But the first place we went was Mountain High, mm-hmm. and that's where I was six or seven, and I met Maddie Mascio and Chloe Kim. Uh huh. And they already had, like, such a battle going on between their parents and them. Uh-huh. And we're, like, doing border cross and, like, slope style and half pipe. And we're seven, so it's, like, we're all doing straighters, whatever. And yeah. I wasn't as good as them at that moment. And I don't know, it was just so funny. My dad was like, this is not the environment we want to put you in. And so from then on, we didn't find any girls. So I was a lot older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's no... You're like seven.
I mean, at 7 years old, you don't even know what, like,
anything is.
Beef is. Yeah, you're just like, what? We're not all getting along?
She's going to be better. I'm going to be better than you. Yeah, oh. That's pretty crazy.
Bully. It was gnarly.
Well, speaking of contests, how are contests going for you? Do you like contests?
Yeah, I like contests. I mean, contests are always more fun when you're doing, you know, your best and you get to land things that you want to and you get scores that you can, you know, appreciate and agree with. I mean, this year, I think for me, competing was a little bit pushed off to the side. I only did 3 contests this year, which is like less than half of what I usually do, and that was only because I got the invite to do natural selection and I wanted to try something new and different, and it was really cool actually because it kind of still felt like a contest, so similar feelings that I'm used to, but at a completely different beast. Like riding in the backcountry is so much different than just showing up to a slope course.
Where speed is given, pretty much.
Yeah, well, you know what you're doing because you've practiced on the course for like 2-3 days already, and then like natural selection is so crazy because you can like ride 100 feet to the side of the course and you can like look at stuff, but you know, you don't get to really prepare. You kind of just have to like go cold turkey straight into the event.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah, it's actually really sick. Like, I don't know why, it just feels like such loose old school snowboarding. Like, I feel like back in the day everyone like wasn't really like avalanche danger, and classes have formed so much over the last few years, and so like Mikkel was making a joke like at Revelstoke at Boulder Park, he was like, I'm just gonna go old school, not study any of the photos or videos, and just like go for it. And I thought that was so funny.
It's like, it's for sure, it's bringing a new perspective into snowboarding, or a new perspective into just the mainstream contest competition mode.
Yeah.
For sure, it's like, I was hyped that you did it. That's awesome.
It was so fun. And I mean, Alaska was a little intimidating, I think, like knowing that it was it was like the last event to make up like points for the overall and whatever, and like I feel like whenever I do a new contest I set this expectation for myself where I'm like, I know where I should be, but maybe that's not where I'm at currently. Like I still need to work my way up into something, and like, you know, like I need to just remember that I'm still learning and not everything is a race to like get to the podium or like get to first place. It's more about like enjoying the journey, and that's something that like I was learning through Kimmy, which I mean, she has like, she's lived through so many different things, and I just take all of her advice straight to the heart because she's so smart and she's such a good rider. And I was so sad about Alaska, to be honest, and kind of forgot that it was like my first 2 runs in Alaska on not a traditional Alaska trip. Like, had we been filming, we wouldn't have gone out to ride because the snow was just so variable. And so for that, like, I can look back and be like, okay, like, I'm not that sad. I actually did pretty good.
Yeah. And just being there is pretty good.
Yeah.
And it is like a full learning process. It's all a process. You're never just going to be like, and I go from this top to this top to this top. You have to go down and climb the mountains to get to where you want to go.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Was something my dad said, it was sick, because I remember my sister was super into competing and she gets so hard on herself when she was losing and whatever, and then my dad, he'd always be like, yeah, her name's Greta, and he'd be like, Greta, it's all good, like it's like contests or competing is like climbing mountains, it's like you always have to start at the bottom, and then it's the view is still dope even not from the top, as long as you like try to go up, then you can always turn around, the view's still dope, and most of the time the view is exactly the same from like under the summit as it is at the summit.
Yeah.
She's like, it doesn't really matter.
Totally.
And it's the process. What is it about competing that, like, attracts you to competition?
I would say competing attracts me the most only because it's what I've been doing in snowboarding for the longest. Like, I've tried so many different things in snowboarding, but one thing has always been there, and that's been competing and, like, being disciplined in a day where you have to snowboard really well. And, you know, I feel like I would say I hate that pressure, but I know secretly deep down, like, I love the pressure to perform. I love the feeling of, like, surprising myself, and that's something that I do quite often. And, like, right now, I love competing, especially as a woman in slopestyle, because it's so progressive right now. It's so much fun to watch. Like, there's always something new happening every contest. Mm-hmm. And I was actually telling Cool yesterday that it's just awesome that we're at the same level as the guys. And, like, there is no excuse now. No one can say that, you know, guys can do it better because girls are doing the same tricks as the guys. And honestly, if not better.
So. I totally agree. My favorite thing to watch now is women's soap style.
Yeah, it's, I mean, so it's sick. Insane. It's
because crazy. There are so many surprises. And then there's, like, dope style. And nothing is expected, if that makes sense. Like, you watch the guys when you're like, okay, this is just going to be the classic, whatever. Whatever. You've seen
it's
it.
It's going to be crazy.
They're actually, yeah. I think, like, the guys are actually at where the women's was, like, 4 or 5 years ago, where it was just, like, it was just a plateau, yeah. I guess, right? This was the standard run. This
totally.
Is the person who always wins. This is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Different tricks, whatever, but the same plateau.
Yeah.
And now the women's snowboarding is such on a sick, like, come up. It's so cool to watch.
Oh, yeah. Women's snowboarding, especially, I want to, like, definitely highlight slopestyle specifically is on such a rise, and mm-hmm. I think that, like, for such a long time, it was like women's half pipe was the main focus,
yep.
and now,
yep.
like, women's slope style is really pushing, all the style and progression that's happening elsewhere throughout snowboarding, which I think is really sick, and, like, it's something that I'm super proud to be a part of, and super proud that, like, everyone in the slopestyle community is, like, so cordial and nice and, like, genuinely happy for one another. It doesn't seem to feel like there's rivalries going on. Like, we're actually really excited for each other when everyone lands their runs. Like, yeah. that to us is inspiring, and it makes us, like, hyped to do more ourselves.
Yeah. It probably feels super fun to be a part of.
Yeah.
To be in that crew of women.
Yeah, 100%.
Awesome. A little summer camp gang.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, it would be fun to get every girl out for, like, a spring session if we ever get spring.
You gotta do that.
Yeah.
That would be so sick.
Yeah.
Do you, like, when you snowboard, do you want to inspire people with your snowboarding? Or do you do it, like, obviously you do it for yourself because it's fun to do.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have, like, a side mission to, like, inspire more people to snowboard or to do tricks the way you do it? Or is it just kind of you do it for you?
I think for me, like, what I want people to see with my snowboarding the most is the love for it, because when I was super young and learning how to snowboard, all I saw was that my dad loved it so much. He gave up so much to try and snowboard his whole life, and he was giving me an opportunity to do it, and for really no reason at all. It wasn't, like, for this end goal that I would, you know, become who I am and make all this money. It was just, like, as a passion thing. Like, he wanted me to find something that I truly enjoyed, and for me, that's what I want to share with other people, is, like, snowboarding is so fun, and it gives you feelings that you can't find anywhere else. Like, you know, it doesn't matter how much air you catch or anything. Like, if you can feel the rhythm and, like, match a perfect landing or arc a perfect turn, it is, like, the most incredible feeling in the world. So I guess I, with my snowboarding, I just want people to try and fall in love with snowboarding.
Do you get nervous from, like, crowds and stuff?
Yeah, I would say that I get nervous, like, public speaking. Like, we did a press conference for the Olympics in China, mm-hmm. and I sounded like I was gonna cry the entire time. Because my voice was just like, oh.
How excited are you to be here, Haley? I'm so happy. I'm really excited.
Literally, and I wasn't actually about to cry, but I just, like, got so nervous. Yeah, I don't like public speaking.
What about public riding? Snowboarding?
Yeah.
Does that make you nervous?
No.
You're dropping in? No.
No.
Just in the zone?
Yeah. I mean, snowboarding for me is just, like, a second language, so I feel like that's my way of talking sometimes.
Scorpion heel catches and
yeah, you can tell when it's a really bad day and I'm just not having a good time.
That's pretty sick. That's pretty sick.
Scorpion means awkward.
Do you, how do you watch, do you, like, watch snowboarding?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
How do you watch it?
Or,
what's, like, the routine of Haley looking for some snowboard stuff?
Well, I mean,
to get hyped or something?
Instagram is a great place for snowboarding now, which I hate to say because I feel like I spend way too much time on my phone, so I try not to go on Instagram anymore. But if I was like traveling or something, I would be spending a lot of time on my phone looking for, you know, new snowboard clips. Or I love YouTube because you can just go on YouTube, search a snowboard video, and it'll come up with like 80 more snowboard videos that maybe you haven't ever seen before, done by like anybody, which I like the most. Because for me, I'm not really searching for any one style of snowboarding or any one type of snowboarding. I just like want to see it all. And yeah, it's been really cool. Like, I don't know why it took me this long, but I just watched Afterlame for the first time, and my mind was like so blown. Like, I watched it 5 more times after I watched it the first time.
And that's because of YouTube.
Because of YouTube.
That's sick. I never thought about that. Totally right. When you do search a video, like, recommended, watch this.
Yeah.
And obviously you're going to do it.
Oh, it does all the work for you.
Yeah. Stupid AI.
Yeah, I know.
But AI gave you Lame, or Afterlame.
Yeah.
That's dope.
It did.
That's dope.
It knew.
How do you want to make a mark on snowboarding? Is it like through progression of like tricks or being like a culture person, like icon, like being an icon, or through progression, I guess?
I think what I would want to leave on snowboarding would more be style and having fun, because anytime I'm out snowboarding, I'm usually having fun, unless it's like a super crappy day and you're soaking wet and it's just kind of cold. And I mean, probably still find a reason to laugh about it, but I mean, yeah, I just want to leave a style mark and hopefully inspire people to want to snowboard, to get into it, to love it. And if I could honestly be any person in snowboarding, like just purely based off of riding style, I would love to be like female Nicholas Mueller. Like, I just love his snowboarding. He's an incredible athlete, and yeah, I'm a big fan of his snowboarding.
So your style.
Yeah. Style. Style forever, for sure. Like, I've been trying to learn bigger tricks, and it's fun. It feels good when you land, but nothing feels better than like doing a super nice arced out method, or like a really big front three that just like you land on your toes perfectly. Like, nothing feels better than that.
Sick. I mean, I can see that you're obviously a style person. You're into style. You ride super sick. You have dope style.
Yeah. I feel like growing up riding at Big Bear and Tahoe,
that's true,
there was like no excuse to not have any. And I grew up riding with only boys until I was 14, 15. So that's like all I knew how to do.
I think that's also something that's come now. There's so many more women and girls who have like just good, like good style.
Yeah.
But before there were women who had good style, but it was just like,
it was
a couple,
like,
but there's just a couple that you would see in the magazines or whatever, and now you see it everywhere.
Yeah, I feel like there, before this new generation of girls, there were so many women who had like the classic girl style, which was definitely like a type of riding style that I truly admire. It's like what brought us all up to where we are now. But like now, everyone in women's snowboarding has such individual styles. Like, a few years ago, everyone rode the same up until now. Like, Zoe has such a like powerful riding style. She reminds me so much of Ben Ferguson. And I would say I'm more relaxed, so I don't know who that would be. Maybe like Seba DeBuck. I wish. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
But like, all these girls have different style, and I can see Kokomo right now. She's like turning into a mini Kazu, which is so sick. And like, that is, I feel like we're reaching a point in women's snowboarding that is at the pinnacle of what's gonna like truly decide where we go. And right now we're at the crossroad between going where the guys went down and it being just kind of like, you know, plateauing in a few years, and people are like more excited to watch something else. Or I think women's snowboarding, which I'm hoping is where we do end up going, is gonna be really, really dope, because we're the only part of snowboarding that can get away with doing, you know, like 540s and 7s and also 10s and 12s in our run. Like, you can't really mix match that in men's snowboarding in a contest mode and it really work out.
It's true.
Yeah.
I hope women snowboarding. I hope that contest I can skip where the men have gone.
Yeah.
And currently kind of are.
Yeah.
And then go to what, the mix of everything. You know,
exactly.
Skip just the 18, 8, whatever.
Yeah. My hope would be that girls just start getting into doing like rodeos
exactly.
and stuff, because that will like send us in a much different direction, I think.
Yeah.
Rather than like currently, I feel like we're like one toe into where the guys are mm-hmm. with like triple under flips happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's awesome to see, and I'm so glad women are pushing themselves, but I also think that, like, if they're capable of doing that, they're capable of doing all these different style tricks that all these guys get magazine covers with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no reason we shouldn't be doing that, and it would be awesome because it would be kind of like taking a stand in snowboarding. Like, the guys are so roped in right now that they almost can't even get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be awesome if, like, the girls were to set the example and the judges and, like, these contest organizers were to see, like, oh, that's what people want to see.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's, like, try to morph the guys into that now.
Yeah, that would be sick.
Yeah.
It should happen. Because, it should happen. Because if you ask anyone in snowboarding now, you'd be like, what do you want to watch, a guy slopestyle contest or a girls?
Yeah, everyone
99% are saying girls, hands down.
For sure.
Yeah. Like, I skip the guys contest. I don't skip it. I basically write, like, let's say Marcus will win or Dusty will win. Like, I'll just say that's going to happen, not really watch the contest. And watch the women's one because it's kind of like anything could happen and you're going to see
yeah.
dope stuff, so it's fun to watch. And then I'll go back and, like, look who won on the guys and be like, okay, if they didn't win, then I'm like, then I'll go watch it and be like, well, what happened here?
Yeah, totally. Well,
cool.
I feel like if you look at it from, like, a betting perspective, you always have your bets in men's slopestyle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, you
yeah.
know
it's
who's going to be up there.
Thing.
Like,
yeah.
you have six people, their odds are really good. So,
yeah.
like, you would definitely earn money back. But women's snowboarding, you have, like, one or two that will maybe definitely be on the podium.
Yeah. And
but
the rest is wide open.
The rest is wide open. We're all, like, so even, and everyone has what it takes to be on the top
yeah.
spot. It's just a matter of them actually landing the runs,
uh-huh.
which,
uh-huh.
you know, there's no safe bets in women's slopestyle.
Which is sick.
Yeah, it's so dope.
What would you say to a young kid why they should start snowboarding?
If I were to tell a young kid to start snowboarding, I would tell them that they should because, for one, it's super cool. All the kids are doing it. And I feel like I've found my group of friends that I'll have for the rest of my life, which I don't know how that is in normal life, but I can pretty much say from my standpoint, I've lost a lot of my friends from school, and not like completely lost them, but we're just not as close as we used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And like people in snowboarding and people I've even met through snowboarding who don't even snowboard but have a connection, they're like real people that, you know, I can rely on, and they're like family. And I don't know, yeah, there's so many benefits to snowboarding, and I think the community is like the biggest one.
That's sick.
Yeah.
That's really sick. What about do you have a personal life outside of snowboarding?
No, snowboarding is my whole life. I mean, I have friends outside of it, but everyone knows me as like the snowboard girl. I'm not like anything but like she snowboards. Yeah.
Are you scared about, are you always gonna be the snowboard girl? Or you'll probably turn into a woman at some point.
Maybe a snowboard woman at some point, maybe when I hit 30. But for right now, just a girl. I think I am honestly scared to imagine a life where I don't snowboard.
Uh-huh.
So the idea of that maybe in decades down the line that like something could physically hinder me from doing it is pretty traumatizing. And I feel like that's why my seasons get so jam-packed and crazy, is because I just like want to do everything I can before the season ends and have these experiences. And I think now more than ever, I'm trying to like teach myself to not take advantage of, you know, being in a place where maybe the weather the weather is like not so great, but you should definitely go outside and ride and like try to enjoy it and have fun and at least do one thing that made you smile, like that makes you smile that day.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I just, I want to be snowboarding into my 40s and 50s for sure. 60s if I can, but
no. Do you see snowboarding as like a sport?
I mean,
a thing you do?
I would say snowboarding for me is sporty when you're putting on a bib and you're like, do I have my helmet? Do I have extra goggles? That's like super sporty to me when I'm in contest mode. But other than that, like, I love being in the backcountry and riding your own rules and riding whatever you want to ride. Like, that is true snowboarding to me. And at that point, it's not a sport. That's more like art, I think.
Thank you all for listening. See you in the next episode. And in the meantime, do yourself a favor. Go snowboarding.